Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the last spells at long range.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
It's my pleasure to welcome Craig Brooks from British Columbia country group Dear John to the show. He's here to talk about the group's debut CD, as well as their brand new CD coming out this fall, both of them produced by Canada's Gil Grand. Plus, of course, we'll share some songs from the group's debut CD. My pleasure to welcome now Craig Brooks. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing today?
I am doing terrific. How about yourself? How are things in good old BC?
Well, it's a blue sky, and it's sunny, and the wind ain't blowing, so it's all good.
Things are good. Excellent. Well, I want to talk about start off by talking about the group's roots back in 2005. Now, I understand the group came together in sort of a natural sense, that an impromptu get-together in someone's kitchen at about 4 in the morning. Is that how things got underway for Dear John?
Yeah, well, my keyboard player Jim and I had played together down on the coast professionally for years, and we ended up in the same small town together by the weirdest circumstance and ran into Randy, our guitar player, who I'd known in high school, and we had a 40th birthday party for my wife. And, oh, I shouldn't have said that. My wife's not 40. Whoops.
We'll delete that.
We just started playing, and Randy and I played guitar together and stuff, and Jim was sitting there singing. I think he was singing Smoke in the Water, if I'm not mistaken. It was quite late. And they said, well, this guy can sing. We should get together. And it just kind of got together as a bit of a joke, and we were just going to spend a little time together. And then I started really pushing the songwriting thing. I said, you know what we should do? We're not doing this for the money anymore. Let's do it for the music, and let's write songs. And at first it was met with a little apprehension. You know, it's like, well, you know, but they're not going to like that as much as if we do this. And I promised the guys, I said, trust me, if we work hard at this and we do it from the heart, they're going to love it. And so we got at it, and before we knew it, it was 2 years later, and we're up to our eyeballs in this project, and no sign of any end. So it just unraveled from there, and we picked up a bass player who happened to be from Fort St. John originally, my hometown, who had lived in Vancouver and had come up to play for us when we were short of somebody, and we realized that this guy had the same sort of spirit that we had, and these four people kind of created this nucleus, a songwriting singer-songwriting package, and it's just been insane ever since.
And separately, you guys each had success in the music business. Some of you touring with Bryan Adams and Jethro Tull. What kind of sort of musical background did you guys bring?
Well, from my standpoint, I grew up with a guitar in my ear from the moment I was a baby, and my mom was a piano player. We didn't listen to much music at home. On the radio, we played it, and my mom played piano, my dad sang, my brothers all played guitar. It was just a natural thing, and I got a set of drums when I was 12 for Christmas, and I had no idea why, and 'cause I had never asked to play them, and I was
right.
Like, wow, are these for putting plants in? I really was confused, but that kind of came on, you know, that's how I came on board, and Randy was the same way. His parents were musicians. Ken, our bass player, he left at a very early age from his hometown and played professionally all over Canada. Jim, he was playing with me at one time and went on to play with a very successful songwriter producer Brian McLeod, and he had a solo act with a girl, and they ended up touring. You know, he's played Madison Square Gardens, for God's sakes. He's been all over the place and back again, and we've kind of come full circle to find each other again, and now we're nestled up in a little cabin about 10 minutes outside of this little town in northern British Columbia, and we're just pumping out the Dark Secret Country as fast as we can do it.
And you want to explain to our listeners, I was reading that on your website, Dark Secret Country. What does that refer to?
Well, we found that when we were writing songs that, well, we were kind of getting in trouble sometimes. People are going, well, you know, this song's about some woman's going to, you know, a woman on a mission. This woman's going to shoot this guy, and she likes me, but she loves my money. Here's this shallow, rich man with this gorgeous woman. Neither one of them care about loving each other that much as long as she stays thin and he keeps spending. And, you know, and there seemed to be a gun or a woman or a whiskey bottle in everything we wrote. And, you know, and always when we talk to people like yourselves, the question always is, so what's it like? You know, what's your music like? And I've always tried to steer away from saying it's like La Love It or it's like, you know, any of our influences, because
truly,
you know, well, La Love It's a big hero of mine, so I would never dare to say that my music's like La Love It. I'd have a long way to go. So I thought, you know, we need our own brand and we need our own name. And then, of course, we were sitting up at the cabin, the four of us, one night just relaxing in between a break, and these sort of things just come out of the sky, and I said, this is it. It's Dark Secret Country. It's what 40-year-old men think about but don't say out in public, you know. She likes me, but she loves my money. A whiskey woman's about a guy that just wants to be drunk and be left alone, you know. Things that you might think sometimes in the back of your brain, but you might want to vocalize to the public.
And somehow putting it in those kinds of things into a song, maybe it's an easier way, or it's a great way of expressing it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think in an instance, you know, in some of these songs, it's just trying to put yourself in somebody else's shoes,
mm-hmm.
putting yourself in the money hungry wife's shoes, and trying to see her side of it, and seeing how maybe it isn't so despicable. Maybe they're in love. Maybe they're fine. You know, and seeing the other side of things. I think that a lot of our music steers that way, you know, it's just, like you say, it isn't monitored, and we never did this with the intent of any sort of results at first. It was just because we wanted to write, and before, you know, and then all of a sudden we ended up with this body of work, and we started playing it live, and we went, wow, this really works. They really like it live, and that's a real true test of a song. Short of actually sitting by the campfire with your guitar, which I think is the best way to test a song, certainly playing music live for people and seeing how it reacts, or they react, and how they're affected by it is truly the best way to know if you have a viable product.
And the audience there, a live audience, is only going to react honestly to the music. If it's something that's upbeat and gets them dancing, you're going to see that. If it's something that moves them, definitely you're going to see that reaction from your viewpoint.
Absolutely. They can't, you know, a group of people can't fake an emotion as a group. You know, you can have someone, of course, my mom, if I play it for my mom, she's going to go, that's great here. And your friends are going to go, oh, that's the best song ever. But when you have 1,000 people in a room, you're going to get a consensus. And if they're engaged and you can look in their eyes and see that they are engaged and you have played, well, for instance, we do a 2.5-hour show and it's all our own music, and you go, you know, they were paying attention. And if you can get that from your music, then I think you're on the right track, and it's something that you should nurture and something that you should keep trying to work on, because I think it has validity at that point.
Let's talk about the debut CD, Craig, from Dear John, and self-titled debut CD. Came out in 2008. We're going to hear one of the songs from it in just a moment. But it was produced by Gil Grand. Our listeners, I'm sure, will know as a Canadian country artist. Did very well in the charts and a producer. What was it like working with Gil on the project?
Well, we got to meet Gil on a little tour we did for the Ronald McDonald House, and it was the first time we had met, and a long, interesting story that we don't have time for right now, but he turned out to be just this, you know, we were just very impressed with his musical sense and his savvy and his maturity, and there was an opportunity for him to come back up to Fort St. John for a more of a social visit, and he dropped in, and we played the tunes that we had prepared so far, And he's working with my guitar player at Grand & Geese Studios now in Nashville. And he said, you know, I know it sounds funny, but you do have something here, and we should do something with this. So we kept writing, and when we felt we had enough material, we went down to Nashville, and he kind of took us by the hand on that because we had never recorded in that environment before, which is a very unique environment to work in. And certainly there's tons of talent about all around you, and it can be a little intimidating. But he really, you know, I think he took the songs and he got the most out of them he possibly could. He shaved them down. He took away the fluff. He was really sensitive about it. He wasn't bullying us around on the music, but he really does have a really great sense for radio and for country music. And I think that he saw what he saw and envisioned he came up with in the end product. And I think as a producer, and as a band, if you envision a project, an album, and you go, this is how we want it to sound and this is what we want to project, and when you're done that, you go, we've accomplished that, whether it is hugely successful or minimally successful is not how you judge that. It's whether you got the result you're attempting to get.
Right. And as you just pointed out, the role of the producer is so important because you can have the best songs and be a great group, but if that producer, in this case Gil Grand, isn't there to shape it and, as you said, cut away the fluff and really mold the songs, it's not going to turn out as good as it can.
Oh, absolutely. And believe me, I've had experiences that were the exact opposite of this, where somebody came to me and said, I love what you do, and so let's get together and do this. So you get in there, and by the time you're done, there's nothing that you did on there. It's,
right.
It's completely them. It's they've
right.
taken away everything you do, and they've turned it into something, you know, used you as a vehicle to basically create their project. And Gil, you know, Gil never did that. He said, this is your project, and, you know, I'm going to do the best I can. But when it, you know, whatever it becomes, you can honestly say this is you that they're listening to, and this is your creativeness. And he didn't try to steal that away from us, and that shows a lot of maturity and just what a great guy he is.
Very awesome. Let's talk about one of the songs from the CD, and then we'll share it, of course. The song is Come My Way from the group Dear John, and we're talking with Craig Brooks from the group. Do you want to talk about the writing of the song, and then we'll share it with our listeners?
This is an excellent story about this one, because this is so Nashville-y sounding story. You're sitting there. You've been there for a week. We had gotten ahead of schedule, and we had more time booked in the studio. And Gil said, "Gentlemen, we've got all this stuff booked, and these people are coming in. We are two songs short. We need them tomorrow morning." And so
wow.
He said, "I don't care what you got to do. Go back to the hotel room and bring me two songs." So, you know, it was like, "Okay, let's go." And went back to the hotel, and Ken Kirshner, our bass player, we started looking through our books, and he said, "I got this thing," and he started doing it, and it was like, all right. And really, it was come hell or high water, that song was going down at 9 o'clock the next morning. So we just basically worked as hard as we could on it all that night, and literally were honing the lyrics while the music is being worked on, and it came together. And when we heard it for the first time completed, it was just, you know, it was one of the last things we did, and one of the most energetic and most spontaneous songs on the CD. So one of those creative moments that you didn't expect, and it was just a bonus. We didn't even have it when we arrived there, and we walked out of there with it. And when you say it's something that every time you listen to that album or when you look at it, you're going to remember that when you're old and gray, saying, you know, we did that, and I'm very proud of that.
Quite an amazing story. Let's share the song now with our listeners. This is Dear John and Come My Way here on In the Country.
Time to hold you close and say, I love you. Oh, baby, I need you. Oh, babe, gonna please you. If you just come my way. Let me be your morning girl, and let me be your night, and I'll show you what you mean to me when I turn out the light. I love you. Oh, baby, I need you. Oh, baby, gonna please you if you just come my way. Daddy said, don't risk it all. There's more fish in the sea. But he when you look at me, everything you do, keeps me loving you, and I can't help myself, girl, when I'm with you.
From British Columbia, that is country group Dear John, and we are speaking with Craig Brooks from the group. By the way, you can head to their website, DearJohnBand.com, and it's R-E, John as in John Deere. Did you guys come up with that name pretty quickly, or was it something you had to decide on?
Well, we had a name. We were called Big Jim and the Twins, but we... Because we had a guy named Jim in the band, and me and Randy look a lot alike. So we thought, but for some reason, when we talked about the logistics of explaining that, we just kind of said, that's probably not going to fly. And, of course, we weren't a three-piece anymore. So, yeah, we just started going, and it was a tedious thing. Finding a name for yourself is always hard,
yeah.
I think, because it's something that you're branded with. And it was funny that the tractor on the album was actually a catalyst for it all. When the name of, was kind of being bounced around, and then our keyboard player was out in the bush and he saw this tractor, this sign, this caution sign with this guy in a tractor, and he
right.
took a picture of it and he said, "This is our logo. This is our brand. This is this guy in a tractor." And then it blew out. Out of proportion, and now it's a really recognizable symbol, and everybody feels it, you know, when they hear Dear John, they go, yeah, those are the tractor guys, and we're at the CCMAs, he said the same thing, and even to the point where we now have a actual drum kit that is a tractor.
Oh, wow.
That I'm dying to show you. I got to get over there and show you this thing. This is more fun than you can pop in a circus.
So it's on stage, you're playing drums, and it's designed platform, I guess, is designed like a tractor?
It's hard to explain. The drum kit is a tractor. It's got all the working parts of a tractor on it, and then the drum kit is part of those shapes and stuff. It's like you say, we'll have to get over there and show it to you. It's a lot of
Definitely.
Fun.
That sounds very, very interesting. Now, as far as lead vocals go, it's very interesting. You guys, sometimes with groups, they do share lead vocals. Sometimes it's the same lead singer. In your case, you guys split it up among you.
Yeah, that was a decision that just came naturally. A lot of times I'll write a song, and although I'll like it the way I sing it, you know, Jimmy will sing it, and if he really likes the song and he really feels it, I go, well, you sing it, you know. And I think that when people write, when everybody is a writer in the band, a lot of times, you know, that person that writes that song is going to deliver that song with some more passion and conviction, perhaps, than the person that didn't, despite the fact that they might not have as good of a voice, or, you know, or, you know, so-called better voice.
Right.
And when that emotion and that feeling is in the song, then that person should sing it. And we've actually had people sing parts of songs and said, you know, well, you try it. And then we went, you know, we like the way this person sings it better. And so we just, you know, that's the way it kind of evolved. And it is an interesting dynamic on stage, because sometimes people don't know where to look. Cause it's like, oh, now this guy's singing. Oh, now this guy's singing.
Gotta move the spotlight around.
Yeah, you move the spotlight around a little bit, and to the point where I've actually gotten in arguments with people who tell me who's singing the song, and I said, well, no, actually, that wasn't me, that was Randy, and they argue, and I'm like, well, at the risk of, you know, sounding stupid, I was there, but and I think they sound all quite different. The vocal styles are quite different, but oddly enough, to other people, they find that it all kind of blends together as well. So
interesting. Well, I want to talk about the brand new CD in a few moments. I also wanted to ask about cover songs that the group does. But first, I wanted to play another song from the debut CD. It's called the song is called Texas Till I Die. I was telling you before, it sounds. Got such a classic feel to it. Do you want to talk about the writing behind it, Craig, and then we'll share it with our listeners?
Yeah, certainly. Randy wrote that song. It was one of our earliest songs, and we were, you know, very inspired. Like you say, we're very inspired by the Eagles, and we were inspired by Lyle Lovett, Brooks and Dunn, a ton of different things, different artists that have kind of inspired us. And we were writing some Texas swing stuff, and this is a real... You know, this felt real country. You know, this is the traditional type of country song
which
I grew up with and Randy grew up with. I mean, I listened to Ray Price and I listened to Kris Kristofferson, and, you know, when I was growing up, that's what I heard at home, and Johnny Cash and all those bands. So it's a very natural thing for us to play, and a lot of our, you know, a lot of our songwriting and a lot of our getting together sessions do occur around a campfire. And those are the type of songs that a simple melody with a clear, distinct vocal that everybody can learn the words to, and then people can sing along. Those are the type of songs that I think last, infinitely in people's minds. And I think that this song, you know, 5-10 years down the road, you'll still be able to play this, and you won't be able to say, oh, that was obviously written in 2005. That's when everybody
right.
was doing that sort of thing. I'm very proud of Randy for what he did on this one, because I think that is certainly something you aspire to as a writer, is try to write music that is
timeless.
More timeless and less topical, if at all possible.
Definitely. Well, he's done a great job on this. And just to let our listeners know, the vocalist, I believe, on both the songs today is Ken Kirshner.
Yes, it is Ken, yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's share the song now from their debut CD, self-titled CD. This is Dear John and Texas Till I Die on In the Country.
From Santa Rosa down to Mexico, on up to Santa Fe, from New York City to Chicago, on over to L.A. I left a string of broken hearts all along the way. That all changed in Amarillo. That's why I'm there today. I found my true love neath that big old Texas sky. Till I die.
diner down on Fifth and Main. I ordered a coffee and asked her, what's your name? She said, my name is Mary. You take your coffee with cream. I said, I think you're sweet as sugar, girl, all I'll ever need. And I found my true love beneath that big old Texas sky. We'll make memories together in Texas till I die. Till I die, we'll make memories together in Texas till I die.
Texas till I die. That is Country Group from British Columbia, Dear John, from their self-titled debut CD, and we're speaking with Craig Brooks from the group. And again, Craig, such a fine-sounding, classic-sounding country song, produced so well, and just it's just one of those songs you can listen to again and again.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I laugh every time I hear it, because there was a time we were working on that song, and Ken was singing it, and I love this story, because he says, everybody's in the control room, and we're laughing our heads off, and they're saying, sing it again, sing it again. And he's trying to get the chorus. And he says,
right,
I found my true love beneath that big old Texas sky. And he sing it, and we go, no, don't do it again, do it again. He says, your diction's a little off. In here it sounds like I found my true love under a big old Texas guy. So you might want to get that S in there a little stronger. And I mean, it took a long time, because now every time I hear it, I crack up, right?
That's so funny.
But like I say, a fun session, a learning thing, and all those experiences gave, you know, now over this last 2 years where we've had to, knowing we're going to go do this again, where at first we really didn't realize we were going at all, now we're doing it with a real intent and a real focus that I think is gonna show in the new material.
So you're back working again with Gil Grand on the new CD. You're touching on that a bit. How far are you into the project? Have you got some recording done, a lot of the writing done? Where do things stand?
Well, we wrote 40 songs over the last 2 years. I think 40 or 45 songs. We honed those down to 18. Those have all been done, and they're sitting in Nashville, and we're working. We're going to go back and tweak some stuff up, and we got to bring it down. We want to bring it down to about 11 or 12 tunes for the album, and the ones that fit together the best. And then, you know, then our idea is hopefully, if everything's going well over the summer, we can get that all finished and be releasing singles to radio by late August. Would be great.
Pretty exciting. All the songs on the CD, so I gather that they're all ones that were written within the group. Was Gil Grand in on the writing sessions too?
Gil has helped us out in many ways, and even other people that are down there have given us a hand on a number of things. Some of the songs on this one, what I did notice in this one is many of them remained intact, more so, and I think it's due to the fact that I think we've got a more succinct writing style than we had before, and I think we're more to the point. And there's, like I say, we've taken that fluff and that extra stuff that is not necessary and is getting away of the song. I think we're starting to learn how to take that out ourselves. So some of the original demos are sounding more and more like the song that you're going to hear in the finished product. But Gil is instrumental in every aspect of it, from the background vocals to getting those words. And the one thing about it, Gil, is when it comes to the singing and stuff, he's relentless, and it's hours and hours of work getting those vocals right, and his work ethic is certainly a big part of why what you hear you're impressed with. He's our fifth member, in my opinion.
That's amazing, and it's great also that he's a Canadian, so he does us all proud as well, and doing so well down in Nashville. The sound on the CD, is it the same direction as the previous CD, or have you made any changes to what we're going to hear musically from Dear John?
I think it's going to be more dynamic. I think that you know, and of course, I've been listening to the stuff over and over again, so I'm so wrapped up in it now, I couldn't tell you what we have. It's like you can't ask which baby's cuter when you got tripped.
Right.
They're all okay, you know. Even the real ugly one you still like, right? And so I'm right in it, you know. But I think that what you're going to find is the highs on this one, the highs and the high energy stuff in this one is a lot more high energy, and the dynamic lows and the some of the ballads and stuff, they're really deep and dark, and you know, so that dynamic range is going to span a little more. And at the same time, I think that you're, like you say, somewhere in there, I feel that there is a more pointed direction to the songs where they all kind of are more cohesive than the last one. Not to knock the last one, because I like the diversity of it, and there were some songs on there that, you know, 16 tracks is a lot to get through, and nobody loves everything on an album, especially nowadays when it's just so easy to pick up the single.
Sure.
But we still were trying to make a CD where people can go, you know, you put this in, and it's a bit of a journey. It takes you up, it takes you down, and it's enjoyable to listen to. One thing with having the group vocalists is it helps make it a little more interesting, because it's not the same voice all the time.
True. Very, very true.
We're excited about that.
Yeah, it adds variety, and I love listening to a complete CD as well, because, like you say, there's a journey there where the artists are at, and you just get to hear all their writing, and you go from beginning to end. It's always a good experience. Some songs are better than others, but as a whole, a CD is a terrific thing. Now, I wanted to ask you where people can purchase the debut CD.
The debut CD, you can get it online at our website, and www.dearjohnband.com. Just place an order for that through our contact us, and we will get it out to you. We're doing our own distribution on the debut CD, and of course we're hoping that we're going to improve on that in this one, you know.
Excellent. What about cover songs, Craig? When you guys are performing a lot, do you have sort of popular covers that you do?
Well, oddly enough, we don't do. We rarely do any, but. It's because we're so busy trying to get these songs out and make, you know, we're trying to try them out that we're going to heck with it. Let's do our own. But we're doing, we've done, like I say, we do some Lyle Lovett. We've done Jimmy Buffett. We've done Hank Williams. We've done, a lot of nights we'll finish the night with Copperhead Road.
Nice.
And one of the great parts about that is we have a very good friend of ours that's a bagpipe player, and he joins us for it, so he gets right out there with that thing.
That's so, very cool.
Yeah, so the music that we have so far, it works well enough live on our own that we truly, when we go to do a cover tune, we try to find something that we truly enjoy, and it's just something we haven't heard in a while, and we'll throw it in. But we're standing on our own ground here, and we're gonna rise or fall based on our ability to play our music. And and like I say, very proud of the guys for sticking it out.
And that's a great position to be in, to have enough material where you can, it's a true Dear John concert, and you don't have to do a lot of covers. You can entertain with your own material. I wanted to ask about the show CMT Crossroads. Of course, airs on CMT and takes somebody from the country field and someone from another genre, sometimes rock or pop, and they sort of do each other's songs. Now, didn't give you much time to think about this, and of course you'd have to speak for the band, but can you think of a group or another artist that Dear John would like to share the stage with on CMT Crossroads?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think that I know my guitar player would be love to share the stage Copperhead Road.
Steve Earle.
Yeah, Steve Earle, definitely. My God. I mean, he's always been a great songwriter. Me and my keyboard player, of course, just totally influenced by Lyle. You know, the other night it was funny. Chris Christopherson, another guy that I just think every time I've seen him, just absolutely incredible. I love singer-songwriters. I love those guys like John Prine who go up there and they take their guitar and they sing you a song. I think that would be wonderful. And of course, if they weren't available, Kiss would be a blast too.
Definitely. Party all day, rock and roll all night, something like that.
Oh yeah, you bet. I mean, you know, we've got such a diverse background of our musical styles that I came from a heavy metal background. Started as a country, did heavy metal. My bass player is definitely did a lot of Jim Croce, James Taylor, that sort of stuff. A lot of finger picking and melodic singing.
Nice.
And Randy, of course, from a very traditional country background. So for us, I mean, it's all over the map. We're actually working on I think we might be working on a little something with Fat Bottom Girls by Queen as well. And you never know, that could show up on something someday too.
Very nice. More diversity for the group, for sure. So we're just getting set to wrap things up, Craig. I wanted to ask you just sort of to let us know. Of course, we know the CD is scheduled for the fall. What else is ahead in 2010 for Dear John?
You did it too.
Almost
Everybody
slipped.
Does. Yeah. We usually charge $5, but you've been so nice to me today, we're going to let you have one for free.
Okay.
Well, actually, what's funny thing is the weirdest deal we're doing tomorrow, it's so great, is we're heading to a place about 3 hours away from us, and we're playing with Canadian rock icon Trooper.
Oh, right.
We're doing
on
a big outdoor show with them on Saturday night in a place called Grand Prairie, Alberta. And so we're excited about that. And we have some shows of our own that we promote in our area that we're going to do prior to the Canadian Country Music Awards in Edmonton.
Yep.
We have applied for the New Artist Showcase because we've never got a chance to play there yet. And that is fairly close to where we live. And we would love a chance to bring this new album and the live show of Dear John to those people, because Edmonton's a country town, and I think they really get it, and we haven't had the time to go out and tour extensively. Our lives don't allow us to do that. We concentrate on the songwriting because we feel that without the songs there is nothing, and when we feel we have the songs, I think it'll be time to go out there, and when the people decide, when they say, look, listen to this stuff, and they get excited about it, then, you know, we'll be out there and make sure that, that people can hear it. But we just don't have the luxury and the time frame in our personal lives to just go out and do that without any provocation or any merit in the music first. So we've been focusing on that.
Sure. Well, it's been a real pleasure to talk with you, Craig, and to find out more about Dear John and to listen, of course, to those two great songs that we shared. I'll encourage our listeners to head to DearJohnBand.com, and they can hear samples of the songs and also order the debut CD. And, of course, I'm sure follow updates on when the new CD will be coming out this fall. All the best, Craig, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, Dave, thanks a lot. It was just a blast. I could talk to you all day long. You really know what you're doing, and we get a lot of support from Ontario with this project, and we really appreciate it, and we are dying to get over there, and are going to get there as soon as we can and show you this thing up close and personal.
Can't wait to see. Thanks so much, Craig. My guest today has been Craig Brooks from the group Dear John, and of course be sure to head on over to their website, DearJohnBand.com. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
In the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.